From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello, hello, and welcome to Talking Flicks, back for another episode. Mr. Lee's here as well. I think he's still recovering after Christmas. He had a few too many shandies, I think, on Christmas.
I did have too many. It was... I had a really good day, thank you. It was, shandies are nice. It's nice to have one of them or two. It was...
Do you remember them, Mr. Lee?
Oh, well, I remember your nan kept giving me more and more shandies. I was having a nice shandy with her.
I know, I didn't think you were coming over, but you turned up at about 7:30 and,
And I didn't leave.
No,
anyway.
No, you didn't. And she did offer you a bed to stay, but I said, I think that's inappropriate, man. I'll drive him home.
Yeah, and it was lucky because my wife was wondering where I was. So,
I know. And she was wondering why you didn't spend Christmas with her.
And that's had all day. So come on. That's pretty good.
No, but Nan did enjoy your visit, Mr. Lee. So thank you for coming around. And I hope you enjoyed her cooking.
I did. Your nan's a really good cook, can I just say?
She's really talented.
Yep. The Christmas pudding was beautiful.
Yep, that was great. The only issue was your nan, isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, I think she wishes I was her grandson more. But anyway. That was another shandy we talked about, but anyway. Oh,
jeez. That's what you two were doing up so late. Well, look, another thing too, Mr. Lee, I want to give you some credit as well. That Christmas tree photo of you in front of the gift card tree at the Forum 6 ended up on Facebook. And I've got to say, yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Why? Because you only got a $10 one?
That's very true. But no, yeah. But it is nice to see you doing your job, Mr. Lee. That's really nice. The people like to see you on the Facebook. So more photos, please.
I don't think they do want to see me on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, you'll notice a few comments on there from some trolls. That may have been from one of my other accounts.
Well, I'm sure our social media girl, Tilly, will be looking after those.
Tilly likes me, so, you know, I'll just overlook him for this once. But Christmas over and done with now, so we now look towards New Year and... there's some great movies coming out on New Year's Day, which we'll get to very soon. We're going to go around the world with our top fives. We'll see what's number one this week. I'm predicting, I'm kind of guessing that Mufasa, which has been out, and no doubt with the school holidays here, it's been getting a bit of a workout at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. We will be taking a look at In Memoriam, Mr. Lee. We've lost some big names in 2024, and while we looked at the best and the worst movies of the year, we're going to look back at some of those big stars that we lost, and there have been some, there's been some really sad passings this year.
Yeah, there certainly has, and they were brilliant actors. But one good thing is we've still got their movies.
We do,
and we can
still
see them on the big screen, which is a great thing.
So we will be doing that, and as well, as you may very well have heard, as we do at the end of every year, and as we did on radio for, 6 or 7 years, Mr. Lee, have to wrap up the year with our worst bits of the year. And I can tell you now, couldn't fit enough in. I had enough to go for
I'm really worried. I'm really worried because I know when we were doing this on radio, you kept featuring me a lot, not yourself, and I don't know why that is.
Of course, I'm going to feature you, Mr. Lee. That's what it's all about. This is why we do this. So grab yourself a nice glass of water there, Mr. Lee. Keep up your fluids because you've got about half an hour to go and then we'll rip into that. So that is still to come. Let's get into some movies, though. Last week, we introduced this one, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, the third one in the franchise. And did you used to play the old Sonic on the Sega back in the day? Was that you?
It's a little bit old for that.
A little bit old for that? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really into computer games that much. I did play Donkey Kong because I had a little Donkey Kong, but I didn't play the Sega. I just didn't get into that one. But I must say, in saying that, I love Sonic. And seeing him on the big screen has been quite impressive. Seeing Jim Carrey on the big screen, who I love, Keanu Reeves, James Marsden, you can't beat those actors. And they all each bring their own part to the movie. Let's have a listen.
Here we go. Showtime.
What is this den of madness?
Are you Detective Pikachu?
He does look like a Pokemon. Pika Pika.
Konichi, what? Get down!
It's time, Shadow. Finally, we will have our revenge.
But what good is a dastardly plot if you can't conspire with family?
There's two Eggmen now?
Double your villains, double your fun.
Any last words?
Nice magic marble, real scary. That actually is real scary. Trick shot. Tom, Maddie, we need your help on a super... Knuckles, do you mind?
Oh, excuse me.
Tom, Maddie, we need your help on a super dangerous top secret mission.
We're in.
Are you ready?
We were born ready.
All right, boys, try and keep up.
Come on, Granddaddy-O. We've got
dirt to do.
With Shadow's power, we can rule humanity. When we're done, there won't be anything left to rule. That is dark.
Somebody better call Google Maps.
Life's all about the choices we make. Remember to listen to your heart. You're gonna make the right choice when it matters the most.
One hedgehog to another. Who does your highlights?
The more you talk, the harder I want to hit you.
This ends now.
Our destiny awaits. You are right about one thing. This ends now.
Great little school holiday film. And Mr. Lee, it's always some big names. We mentioned Idris Elba, Keanu Reeves, James Marsden, Ben Schwartz. And she'll point out too a young girl, Alila Brown, who is an Aussie, who is in the film. She plays Maria. And she's one of these up and comers. So she was saying that in an interview I saw recently, she's been doing the media circuit, and she was saying that it's a bit weird with, because she was in Mad Max Furiosa, which is completely different, but she was saying that it's a bit weird when you've got Sonic's not there, obviously, and you know they're having to dress up in blue characters and things like that to try and get the emotion out of the character. It would be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be. Well, I kind of do that each week, don't I? I just do. No, I just talk, no, and no, no. You know, like. I wonder if that'll make the bloopers roll the worse. The best get, bit, you, that would be.
You get a piss Nan off, I'd be very careful. <with her. laughs> She doesn't like us being mean to each other.
That's true. And throwing the food at the Christmas table wasn't good. It must be really hard, mustn't it, to actually play in a movie that, you know, the main character isn't there and you've got to pretend and, you know, give that 100% to an imaginary thing. You've got to think, oh, you know, it would be, especially for a kid.
They all do a great job. And as Lila was saying, Keanu Reeves, she was very happy to meet him. But apparently the first time she saw him was at the premiere, but yet he's in the movie. So just goes to show you, doesn't it, that, you know, they obviously shoot different parts at different times and things like that. So, showbiz, it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, it certainly is. But that's weird, isn't it? That they weren't in any scenes together or anything like that. So, yeah.
Very cool. Interesting.
Very interesting, right? So, yeah, that was a Boxing Day movie this year. And as we all know, Boxing Day is one of the biggest days. Well, it is the biggest day in cinema releases. Now, yes, what were you going to say?
It was your recovery day too, wasn't it? Like, you didn't have to work, geez. Just imagine that.
That's why I was drinking the Sherbys. But anyway, another movie that opened Boxing Day yesterday was Better Man. And I know you and I were talking about this prior, saying that, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a fan of Robbie Williams or not, his music is incredible. Like, you've got to give him credit there, don't you?
I am just so glad that they included Angels in the trailer. You had to. If there's going to be any Robbie song you'd feature, you've got to feature Angels, because everyone knows the words. Even you, Mr. Lee, know all the words to Angels, don't you?
Yeah, I won't sing it right now, but yes, I'll say yes.
Let's have a listen.
I'm Robbie Williams. I'm one of the biggest pop stars in the world. This is my story, but I'm not going to tell it in an ordinary way, because I don't see myself how others see me.
For the next 2 hours, your ass is mine!
To be honest, I've always been a little less evolved.
I don't want to ride!
So let's take it from the top, shall we?
I sit and wait.
My dad was well enamored by the stars of the day.
You can't learn it. You're either born with it, oh, you're a nobody.
There's an angel.
Don't want to be a nobody.
Contemplate my fate.
You're enough.
The places where we go when we're gray and old.
You got in? You're in that band?
Taylor! I'll do this, baby!
Shut up, you!
Mother!
Look around the table. In 5 years, we're all going to hate each other. But we'll be rich.
Do I look like a pop star to you?
I wouldn't change your hair on your head.
And through it.
I want to prove I can make it on my own.
Proof to who?
Everyone.
And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me.
Songs are only valuable if they cost you something.
If you're going to laugh, do it on the inside, yeah?
And know that life won't break me.
I don't give a fuck what they think.
You give a fuck what everyone thinks.
Remember,
through it all.
So, the story starts.
I'm loving angels instead.
Oh, Mr. Lee. Now, I know that we're doing Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and our tour conflicts to next week, but geez, can we do Better Man, please? Come on.
Just. That gets you, doesn't it?
Like, it does.
That is incredible, that trailer. Whoever made that trailer should get an Oscar, because that really just sucks you right in, doesn't it?
It does, and it just gives you an insight as to how the movie's going to go, because I know that the first time you told me that there's a monkey that represents him in the movie, and I was thinking, I don't see how that's going to work. Watching the trailer, you can actually see how it all works. But I will say one thing, though. If you are going to see the movie and you're thinking, I'm going to take my 10 and 11, 12-year-olds, maybe have a think about it.
Yeah.
I had to do a bit of work on that trailer. There was a lot of a bit of profanity that had to come out, because he's that kind of guy, but that makes him, and you've got to have that kind of stuff in his movie.
Oh, exactly right. You know, he's no angel, really, is he?
No, he's definitely not. No, he's not.
He's done it all.
I'm sure there'll be some substances probably in play at some point throughout that film too. Yeah.
And you know what? I reckon this is going to be a movie like Bohemian Rhapsody and Elton John Rocket Man. You know, all these sort of movies that they're doing on these singers who are still alive. Except for Freddie, of course, but you just go, wow, you know, it must be incredible to be playing these parts. And as we know, it is Robbie Williams playing himself, but as a monkey, and they explain why in the movie. I think it's a great thing, because you see behind the scenes and where they get their passion from and how they write their songs and where they get their songs from, because a lot of it is real life.
And experiences. I've got to say as well with Robbie, he went through some really dark times, and I'm just so glad he came through them, and he came through them in a really good way, and I'm sure that will be shown in this movie. But yeah, that's so good, because sometimes you see some awful stories about these celebrities, particularly singers as well, you know, that just, that, you know, fame and fortune, and unfortunately it can go very badly wrong. So Robbie's one of those examples, you know, where he's really turned things around. He's got a family now, obviously, and a beautiful wife. So, yeah, and as you heard from the trailer there, you know, some of his upbringing, you know, coming through and yeah, a bit rough. But that is Better Man, and that is out now. So go and check it out.
Yes. Now, also playing this week, we've got Kraven the Hunter, The Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohirrim, Moana 2, Wicked, Gladiator 2, and Red 1 are all playing at a cinema near you. Just head to the Forum 6 Cinema website or the 8 in 5 website.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Sorry, Miss Lee, I cut you off there. Yeah. It's like you're going on forever. You just kept going. Like, oh my God. I was like, come on, just wrap this up.
People think I like the sound of my own voice, but anyway.
Quick show's a good show, Mr. Lee. This is, yeah. Well, anyway, now that, sorry, my stuff up. I apologise. I don't usually do that.
Rehearsals,
but anyway.
Rehearsals.
Yes, yes, I get that. But we also rehearsed you saying that a lot quicker than you did. So let's do our fives this week. And I get to go first again. Thank you for thank you for having me. And now, this is an interesting one because we're doing the top movie in China, France, Mexico, UK, Germany, Italy, India, Brazil, Spain, Japan, and South Korea. There's a lot of countries there. And the number one movie is... so good. It's Mufasa, The Lion King. Yeah, that's awesome.
Which, that's pretty good right around the world, isn't it?
Yeah, in all those countries. Movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, heading off to the USA, we've got number 5 is Homestead. Number 4 is Moana 2. Number 3 is Wicked. Number 2 is Mufasa, The Lion King. And number 1 for the US... Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh, okay. So
they got it a bit earlier than us.
Yeah, Mufasa's gone. Okay, well, it's got to be number one for us, surely. So, Mr. Lee, I guess I should do the top 5 for Oz.
I think you should.
Number 5 is Kraven the Hunter, which was our talk and flick stuff for last. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Oh, my God. Be professional, it's please. Like,
yeah, sorry.
Just till I get to the end of this, then, you know, like, come on. Number 4 is Gladiator 2. Number 3 is Wicked. Number 2 for Australia is Moana 2, which was number 1 last week. But number 1... yeah, of course, it's Mufasa. There you go. That was Party Popper.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad you explained what that is because I thought it was... Yeah,
always come to a JT party, you know it. Sounds like one of your
that's
parties.
That's why we get Ian Nance. She throws a better party than you.
Oh, that's woeful. That is just woeful. But more Mufasa, and you know what? I think it's going to be there again next week.
We'll see.
Oh, okay. Not confident, are you, Mr. Lee?
Well, it's because Sonic's already open, so
yeah, true.
I reckon Sonic is going to be there.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Let's put this down, Mr. Lee. Well, I'm going to say Mufasa. Okay. You're going to say Sonic, okay. Right? Yep.
Yep. I hope you recorded that because, yeah, we'll see who wins next week.
Eh? It is on the tape. Okay, so next week it will be Mufasa at number 1 for us. Let's see if I can beat
and
Miss
who
Lee.
Does the run sheet? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, so in other words, I'm going to lose. You watch. Whoever said anything about this show is rigged. unless you work with Mr. Lee. copy and paste and backspace are his best. He loves those elements in the Word document. Okay, let's do...
Too funny.
Now, Mr. Lee, we did do the best and worst movies of 2024. One thing we haven't done is In Memoriam, those big stars we lost in 2024 and some big names. Let's start with James Earl Jones, who was an absolute legend.
He was. And, you know, only he could have played any role, you know, from Field of Dreams to Star Wars, you know, like his voice. As soon as you hear Darth Vader, you know that voice straight away, don't you?
Yeah. And Mufasa in the original 94 Lion King. Yeah. So 93, he passed away. Donald Sutherland was another one we lost at age 88.
He was another good actor.
Now, this one was very sad. Just recently, Dane Maggie Smith at 89. Oh, pick your favourite Maggie Smith movie. There's so many, isn't there?
There is. There's too many. I could not pick one. And, you know, I think a lot of the youngies would probably think Harry Potter. She was in so many more. And even in TV shows, you know, down in the Abbey, she played that role quite well as Lady Grantham, which I never watched the show, but I do know it. yeah, she was brilliant.
Another one we lost to was Shannon Doherty, more so for TV drama, Beverly Hills 90210, Charmed as well. And she was still quite young too when she passed. John Amos, who we didn't know of. He passed away like in August, and we didn't find out about it for weeks. The family kept it very hush-hush. Not sure what happened there, but he passed away at 84. Your favourite John Amos movie, which one did you enjoy the most?
I have to say probably Coming to America.
I remember that. You mentioned that.
Because of McDowell's. I thought that was really good. And, you know, funny thing, I think I did mention it before, when they were filming, they had McDowell's and everything. It looked like, you know, the other restaurant that starts with the Golden Arch. And someone from the Golden Arches went and they were going to put a complaint in, thinking that someone was, you know, doing something that they should have been doing in copyright, that is. So, yeah. But that was a good movie. And he was also good in Good Times, which was a great TV show.
And Die Hard 2 as well, with Bruce Willis. He was also in that one, which, he was in some awesome movies. That is a in memoriam, these big stars we lost in 2024. Mr. Lee, it has come to the time now where we do look back at the year that was in Talk and Flicks. We've been going since April, and over 60 episodes. We're still here.
Incredible, isn't it?
We're still here. I don't know how, but we're still here.
I don't know, but I'm pleased we are still here because I enjoy it. It's still good fun.
Well, are you ready to go back and look at some of our...
No, I'm going to say it now. No, I'm not. Definitely not.
It's been fun. It's been a fun ride, Mr. Lee. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. This is Talk and Flicks, the worst of 2024.
Tell me, Narelle, do you have any friends that are like those people in the movie?
Oh.
Yeah. I want to know who's smoking the weed, Narelle.
Not me. Definitely not me. But no, I do know some.
Oh, this is going to a whole new place, Mr. Lee. What
are you going to say? Oh, it is, Jay. We may have to make this an MAR-rated session of the podcast.
Yes.
Diamond. A very rare diamond. Jack, I want you to draw me... Sorry. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls wearing this. All right. Wearing only this. I've now worked out what we're to start. And maybe I should have been talking with a lady's voice. Each of our sites, we've got collector's cups of Moana. And they're pretty cool. They're very good.
Can you get me one?
Yeah, they're $14 each, but yep, I'll get you one. You just pay me.
Mr. Lee, wow.
Hey, nothing free in this life.
No, it certainly is, not with you.
Would you like to Google it, Mr. Lee? You're welcome to.
Oh, thank you. Let me just try.
You want to?
Okay. Let me just see.
I'll give you some time. Let's see.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Take your time, Mr. Lee.
Let me
we're just chilling here.
I love this elevator music.
Yeah, it's good. This is
what I thought.
This is our thinking
music. I thought that's what it was.
just to give him a bit of motivation. I might put him to sleep with it, though.
Yeah, you might.
This is taking a bit longer than I thought.
Afternoon snack.
Quick show's a good show, Mr. Lee.
You know, oh, it is, and my fingers aren't going too quick. I'm so sorry.
Mr. Slow Fingers Lee, right?
I've got quick fingers, okay? Don't hassle me.
Punching two don't keys at once.
But if you turn up and it's sold out, unfortunately, you'll have to buy it for the next session. So, and we know people want it. So,
and if you try and make a run for it, he's still got his taser, don't you? I know. He's so mean.
Dear,
so
dear.
Mean.
That's too funny. I thought you got rid of that one.
No. I wonder whether they use a taser at the Forum 6 in Wagga. What do you reckon?
Look, I think Craig would be very scared too. The lawns, they just seem to keep growing, don't they, lawns?
They do. But I can see you doing that.
Yeah. I put my headphones on and listen to our podcast while I go around.
Oh, no, you don't. What are you talking about? Come on.
I'm going to make sure I'll be texting, I will be phoning you, and if not, I'm going to send a ticket to your nan so she can come.
Grant Lee. Siri.
I'm just really.
Lock Grant Lee's number. Thank you very much, Siri.
Very good job.
There you go. So, no, you won't be messaging me this week, Mr. Lee. It's going to be a quiet week.
You're going to have a very quiet week then. Oh, you're poor Nan. A good photo of me in front of the Christmas tree with heaps and heaps of lights flashing on the Christmas tree.
Oh, my God. Is that your Christmas card for me this year, is it? With you on the front of it in front of its Christmas tree.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to that. Guess where that's going? In the bin. Okay, let's... Don't waste your time, Mr. Lee. No, I'll give it to my nan. She'll appreciate it. She's got a
smile. She would. Yeah, she would. I had to do some stuff and it was on a Wednesday, so that's why I missed the podcast. And so I thank you for doing it because that's really kind of you. You're very kind to do it.
Duncan was very happy to have me around, Mr. Lee. So he's actually, he said, can we piss Grant Lee off again next week?
Well, you know what? If that's the way you feel like, you never know what's going to happen.
Okay, there you go. So we know you won't be around next week as well. Thank you for that. Enjoy another day off. Mr. Lee, you decided to make an appearance today.
I have. I'm so sorry. I know that's two Wednesdays in a row now. I'm really sorry. But, you know, things happen and... I had something better to do. I mean, I had something else to
do. Oh, is that right now? Well, it's okay. Duncan was like, oh, this is so good. This is just, and you know what he said to me? He said, JT, he said, your research is impeccable. He said, it is just so much better than Mr. Lee's. I said, you're telling me. That's,
Yeah, you love the Seven Dwarfs. That's, you're sleepy, aren't you?
Yes, and you're dopey. Wow.
I was being nice, but anyway, okay.
I don't know why you're now, I'm sleeping.
And then fill in a few little details, and you could be off to the movies on me because JT's tight and he doesn't pay for anything. So.
Oh, Mr.
Yeah. My jaw is so I can't believe that.
I do love you. I really do. You're a good guy.
Yeah, I'm sure. You are too. That just brings back so many memories, doesn't it?
What 8 months, pretty much, wasn't it? We jammed a lot into 8 months. So,
well, we have.
Yeah.
And I've only missed two episodes, so that's pretty good. Yeah, and you have missed one.
No, Mr. Lee, because someone's got to be here to make, to look after the shop, you know, and so that's okay. It's only 2 days non-attendance. Yeah. That's all right. We'll let you pass.
Well, thank you. That was excellent. Thank you for doing that. That really put a smile on my doll, and that's, as I said, my jaw is so sore.
Well, do you have time, Mr. Lee, to run us through what's coming out on New Year's Day? Because that's what's very important. It's right around the corner, New Year's Day. And
it certainly is.
What have we got? Some big movie system. How are we starting 2025 with a bang?
Yeah, look, we're going to start with Paddington in Peru, and this is the next comedy family adventure with Hugh Bonnefield and also Antonio Banderas and Olivia Colman. And we're actually off to Peru with Paddington and his whole family to find Aunt Lucy because she's gone missing. So we've got to go find her. And I know some lucky kids in Tamworth and in Wagga in Orange have probably seen it already before everyone else, which is very lucky on them. So that is going to be big for that day because he is Paddington's big, isn't he?
He's huge, yeah, yeah. And every kid loves Paddington. So yes. You have done well, Mr. Lee. You have brought out a really good movie to start the new year. I'll give you props for that.
Thank you.
That's being followed up by Nosferatu.
That sounds really good. It's a drama, fantasy, horror, mystery. And it's a new Bill Skarsgård movie and Lily Rose Depp, which is Johnny Depp's daughter. And it's all about a woman and a terrifying vampire who's infatuated, and they actually do a lot of killing and all that. Isn't it funny? Like, we had so many horrors this year in 2024, and we're starting the year with a horror.
Yes.
So, yeah, good, two great movies and something for everyone. But, yeah, we'll talk more about them next week.
Now, in some exciting news, Mr. Lee, Talk and Flickster is back next week, our first one for the new year. And guess what, Mr. Lee? You and I are spending New Year's Day together as well. And we've got Duncan on board. See, this, you can't get rid of me. Every time there's a special day now, you and I are hanging out. This is...
I've had Christmas with you now, New Year's Day. Mm. But at least I've got Duncan with us. So, yeah, we may be able to have a drink with Duncan.
Oh, and a beer with Duncan,
I said
right?
Drink.
Oh,
no, drinks. No. I was being very clever.
Come on, We can talk
copyright.
About... That's okay. We can talk... Yeah. Look at you, Mr. Professional Legal Man over there. You've got it all covered. Yeah, you read the podcast manual. Good job. Duncan's joining us on New Year's Day. We're taking a look at Sonic the Hedgehog 3. He's really keen to go and see it, I believe. So,
yeah, I reckon he's a huge Sonic fan.
I reckon he is. Yeah, and I reckon he actually played the Sega, unlike you, Mr. Lee. So I've got no doubt he's got some good stories. Duncan and I will be able to share those stories when he comes on, and you can talk about your Donkey Kong.
I'll just go do my hair or something then while you're doing
it. You do that. You do that, and we'll sit here and watch you do it, okay? And we'll talk about it. So that is on Wednesday, New Year's Day. So maybe while you're coming down from a big New Year's Eve, if you have a big night, you can use us as your...
Where are you going?
Well, you can use this to help you get through your New Year's Day, pretty much. If you've been a bit hungover, been a big night, you know, we'll help you go to sleep because it's what we do best.
That's not what I thought you were going, but anyway, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's where did you think I was going?
I'm not going to say there. So
you never say. You just keep it to yourself.
No,
come
because
on.
Mr. Lee, it'll be a different type of podcast, and I don't want to go down that track of that podcast. So, we're a family orientated podcast.
I do apologize, listeners. He's turned it dirty again right before we're about to finish. Have a wonderful week. We'll catch you New Year's Day. Mr. Lee, any plans for the weekend quickly before we wrap things up?
No plans because I'm looking forward to New Year's Eve. So, yeah, how about yourself?
I keep forgetting. Every day seems like the same at the moment, doesn't it? Just all kind of rolls together. Yeah.
Because there's so many public holidays, you just forget where you're up to, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When you've got time off and things like that as well.
But one good thing before we go, how good is it seeing hot cross buns out now?
Yes, I know. I've already got myself a pack of you. You've been down to grab yours yet?
No, I'm not allowed to until it's close to Easter. I'm not allowed to buy them.
See, there he is again on the ball and chain. Have a lovely weekend and we'll catch you next Wednesday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.